Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Katholina with the evening news. The headlines. Budget session of Parliament concludes after Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned synody. Constitutional Amendment Bill for Women's Reservation in Lok Sabha and State Assemblies fails in Lok Sabha. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav says state must progress alongside nation and align itself with larger vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. And NBSE to declare HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2026 results on 24th April afternoon. Now the news in detail. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned synody. With this, the budget session of Parliament comes to an end, which commenced on 28 January this year. In his valedictory address in Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 93% productivity during the budget session. He said a total of 31 sittings of the House took place and 12 government bills were introduced, with 9 bills passed. This includes Finance Bill 2026, Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025, Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026, among others. A total of 326 matters of public importance were raised by members during Zero Hour.
This session started on 28th January 2026. In this session, we had 31 sessions, which lasted for about 151 hours and 42 minutes. During the session, 126 questions were answered. Honorable members raised 226 issues of the Lokmat. In the session, 626 issues were raised under Rule 379.
In his valedictory address in Rajya Sabha, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said the productivity of the session stood at around 110%.
The House functioned for a total of 157 hours and 40 minutes. The productivity of this session stood at 109.87%. During the session, we had the opportunity to raise 117 questions, 446 zero-hour submissions and 207 special mentions.
The Rajya Sabha chairman said that during the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a statement on the ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi presented the evolving situation in a proper perspective and underlined that the House took note of the Suomoto statements. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-thirds majority of 352 out of the total 528 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with this legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. Following this, the women MPs of the NDA alliance staged a protest in the Parliament complex. Afterwards, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservation to women.
The result that has come on this historic and important bill, which is meant to give honor and rights to the women of the country, is that the opposition did not support it. It is very unfortunate, and the opportunity that existed at this historic moment has been lost. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi, our campaign to ensure honor and rights for women will continue.
Earlier, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women.
The first truth is that this is not a women's bill. This is nothing to do with the empowerment of women. There is a women's bill. It was passed in 2023 in this house itself. This is an attempt to change the electoral map of India, using and hiding behind India's women.
Governor Nand Kishore Yadav today said the state must progress alongside the nation and align itself with that larger vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Speaking to students of Eden Higher Secondary School Dimapur at Lok Bhavan, Kohima today, he told students there is no substitute to hard work and dedication. Governor Yadav said government jobs should not be the only aspiration for the youth. He encouraged the youngsters to pursue innovation, entrepreneurship and creative ideas. The governor highlighted the importance of using technology wisely as an asset, focusing on its benefits rather than its drawbacks. Nagaland Board of School Education will declare the results of HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2026 on 24th April afternoon. A notification issued by the board today informed that results will be made available via various online modes. Provisional result gazettes along with mark sheets or pass certificates will be issued to all registered institutions. Apart from NBSC's website, nbscnl.edu.in, the results will be available online on results.shiksha, indiaresults.com, jagranjosh.com and school9.com. An Android mobile result app will be available on Google Play Store. Provisions to download marks or marksheet will be made available on nbscnl.edu.in, indiaresults.com and results.shiksha. Further, students can download their migration certificate from NBSC website. As per NBSC, the board will issue documents to center superintendents only from 1st to 5th May. In case a center superintendent cannot come, a person can authorize another center superintendent to collect the documents. The state's 10th and 12th board exams were conducted from 12th February to 9th March this year. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8:30 tonight. The address comes a day after the Constitution Amendment Bill linked to women's reservation failed to get two-thirds majority for its passage in the Lok Sabha. The proposed legislation tied to implementation of women's reservation fell short after a long debate. A Bowl of Khadza, written by Vishwarita Krocha and illustrated by Adenyo Shirat Luikam, was launched today by Deputy Secretary Government of Nagaland Asale Liese. During the event, Ms. Krocha said the book captures not just the recipe of Khadza, but the memories, traditions and stories associated with it. The author highlighted that traditional foods are deeply connected to identity and heritage, expressing concern that many such dishes are gradually disappearing from modern lifestyles. Ms. Krocha noted that Khadza holds cultural value beyond cuisine, often associated with comfort, healing and community bonding in Naga society. The author expressed hope that the book will inspire younger generations to reconnect with their roots and preserve indigenous culinary heritage.
It is truly food that connects us as a people and as a community. And I would really hope that this book would serve as a beginning for our people to observe more and listen even more keenly to the voices of our ancestors and inspire us to go back to our roots, because really that forms the basis of our identity and our very existence.
Northeastern Electric Power Corporation, NEEPCO, has reissued public advisory reminding that Doyang Hydro Power Station, DHPS, in Wokha District continues to remain a protected area under Government of Nagaland notification. The project area was declared a protected zone on 5th October 1996. In the advisory, NEEPCO said no individual, group or organization is permitted to collect any form of tax, fee, donation or levy within the DHPS project area. It further emphasized that carrying out any business, trade or commercial activity without prior approval is strictly prohibited. The corporation also cautioned on entry or engaging activities without authorization and said that individuals found violating the provisions will be liable for legal action as per applicable laws and regulations. and Athletics Federation of India, AFI, and District Athletics Association of Nagaland yesterday deliberated on strengthening district associations by conducting regular competitions and meets at grassroots level. This meeting was part of its annual general meeting being held in Kohima. The members also emphasized on expansion of AFI's education and certification programs for coaches and technical officials and discussed on capacity building, standardization of practices, and creating a robust pipeline for talent identification and development across Nagaland. To end the news, the headlines here again. Budget session of Parliament concludes after Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned synodai. Constitutional Amendment Bill for Women's Reservation in Lok Sabha and State Assemblies fails in Lok Sabha. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav says state must progress alongside nation and align itself with larger vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. And NBSC to declare HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2026 results on 24th April afternoon. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.